Hi, welcome to today's podcast. Today we're going to talk about the pressure to succeed and the outcomes from the attempts to doing so. Many college students struggle with the pressure to do well in academics and athletics depending on said student's chosen school. Many students want to make their family proud, especially first-generation students. They typically feel that need to do well for their parents and to set a good example for their siblings to hopefully follow. I know I personally felt that need to be a good example and to make my parents proud since they both did not get the opportunity to go to college. Many families have different expectations for their children and their success, which they often express, therefore leaving an impact on the students' decisions for their future. This pressure to do well is usually put on students through families, high school counselors, basically any advisor to a young adult. This constant push for success usually leads students to freak out a bit. They stress too much, which leads to bigger problems like anxiety and depression. This has made a big appearance in Generation Z. According to the American Psychological Association, this generation is 27% more likely to have mental health issues, which is quite alarming. This can impact students' sleep schedule, their appetite, their energy levels, and self-confidence, which like all impacts their schoolwork and much more than that. These mental health issues have not been beneficial to students and their possible career choices. It makes an impact on what they choose. Not every young adult wants to continue their education beyond high school, and that somehow has a negative connotation, especially in high school districts, because it's encouraged a great amount to go to college and get a degree. But for the students that want to continue school, say in cosmetology, they don't need to apply for an elite college campus. Therefore, high schools really should not be pushing for them. Non-traditional career paths have always been looked down upon, but Generation Z has been changing that. The more unconventional jobs have been pursued, although it's not necessarily encouraged by families and schools. Hands-on jobs like construction and plumbing are making individuals happy, so it should no longer be considered bad for students to want to do it. If a job or career makes a student happy, no one should be pressuring them to do otherwise. Their happiness matters and not anyone else's. Okay, thank you for listening to this podcast. I just wanted to leave all you college students with the question, who are you living to impress?